Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. This time of year, winter and spring battle for weather headlines. And this week, winter winds, especially in the Northeast. An Arctic cold front will pass through tonight and tomorrow, bringing some light snow and snow flurries to southern Connecticut, Long Island, and New York. But the ground is too warm for any of it to stick. Snow will accumulate around lake effect snows in southeast Lake Erie and eastern Lake Ontario. Temperatures in the Northeast will run 15 to 25 degrees below normal, setting record lows overnight tonight and record low daytime highs tomorrow and Tuesday. Temperatures well into the 20s overnight and daytime highs struggling to get above freezing. The high tomorrow in New York City, 31. Allentown, Pennsylvania, 30 degrees tomorrow. Binghamton, New York, 18 degrees for a high tomorrow. Tuesday morning, even colder. Atlantic City with 20 degrees. Philadelphia, 24. Baltimore, Maryland, 23. It will get warmer the later part of the week. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. Only fans dancer finds out who her biggest fan is. It's kind of creepy. Later on Strippers on the Loose, Sterling at Night.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Who wears sports bras?
Donald, if you didn't like me then, you're really probably not going to like me now because I'm hosting SNL and I'm like so gay, dude.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Alien life with benefits.
All right, it's 9 minutes past the hour, 9 minutes past the hour on Oscar night. And six of the awards have already gone to Dune. Did you see Dune? Did you understand Dune? Put your hand in the box. Put your hand. What is the box? What's in the box? Pain. Oh, my gosh.
I've been given this great burden of saving our world from giant sand crabs.
The giant sand crabs will appear soon, but how could you, a theater kid with a 28-inch waist, save us all from giant sand crabs?
I can put my hand in the box of pain.
This isn't about Kardashians.
I've also kissed a psycho, allegedly who wanted to actually eat me. Not in a funny way. Call me by your name? Those were pronoun challenges. So I can easily stop giant sand crabs.
When you sleep, Paul, what do you see?
I see Kristen Stewart marrying a hot blonde. She made the blonde get on one knee and beg for her hand in marriage. A vision. Let me check their wedding registry.
Wait, aren't you going to save our planet?
Dune. Wacky movie with that little thing over Timothée Chalamet's mouth. I mean, what is that about? They won best effects, best special effects, best sound. Well, I don't understand it at all.
I've been given this great burden of saving our world from giant sand crabs.
The giant sand crabs will appear soon, but how could you, a theater kid with a 28-inch waist, save us all from giant sand crabs?
I can put my hand in the box of pain.
This isn't about Kardashians.
I've also kissed a psycho, allegedly who wanted to actually eat me. Not in a funny way. Call me by your name? Those were pronoun challenges. So I can easily stop giant sand crabs.
When you sleep, Paul, what do you see?
I see Kristen Stewart marrying a hot blonde. She made the blonde get on one knee and beg for her hand in marriage. A vision. Let me check their wedding registry.
Wait, aren't you going to save our planet?
And then the best animated feature is it won Encanto on Kanto. But Luca was in there. Why wouldn't Luca have won? I don't understand that. Luca should have won. Did you see Luca? Luca was the sweetest movie you ever saw in your life. It was as sweet as could be. Why are my earphones so quiet? Hold up. I always have to fight with something there. I'm always fighting with the equipment. Always fighting. Who else won? Nobody that we care about yet. Troy Kutzer won for Coda, actor in best supporting role. Okay, it was a good movie. And it was a good role. And then international feature film, Drive My Car. And then, let's see who else. I have to scroll because, you know, I'm a modern guy. We're going to scroll. What, you think I get something off a wire? No. Best visual effects, the winner was Dune. Best cinematography, winner, Dune. Best sound, Dune. That's crazy. This is a movie that only, like, freaks saw. And then they had three hosts. Why would they have three hosts? They could step on each other's lines, annoy each other, blame each other when things didn't go well. Why would you need three hosts for this? Oh, I know, to make it politically correct. That was the idea. It's a wacky ceremony, and it gets wackier every year. Nevertheless, the director of the show, who's a genius, imagine having to direct that show with 80 cameras, and he does it every year. I'm going to get him on the show next week.
Burden of saving our world from giant sand crabs.
The giant sand crabs will appear soon, but how could you, a theater kid with a 28-inch waist, save us all from giant sand crabs?
I can put my hand in the box of pain.
This isn't about Kardashians.
I've also kissed a psycho, allegedly who wanted to actually eat me. Not in a funny way. Call me by your name? Those were pronoun challenges. So I can easily stop giant sand crabs.
When you sleep, Paul, what do you see?
I see Kristen Stewart marrying a hot blonde. She made the blonde get on one knee and beg for her hand in marriage. A vision. Let me check their wedding registry.
Wait, aren't you going to save our planet?
Best production design, Dune. Best film editing, Dune. Best original score, Dune. Live action short, they didn't win that. But they won six. They won six. Now, it'll be very interesting to see what happens when they get to Best Picture. Because on the Best Picture list is Belfast, Coda, Don't Look Up, strange movie, Drive My Car, no one saw that, Dune, King Richard, no one wants to see that, Licorice Pizza, a great movie, Nightmare Alley, also a great movie, The Power of the Dog, and West Side Story. I have deep thoughts about West Side Story. Such as when it was made the first time, it was dated. It was out of sync with culture. It was out of sync with our lives. And now it's more out of sync with culture and our lives. And then a Foo Fighter died. Drummer Taylor Hawkins, which is a really cool name. It may be tied to drugs, Columbia police said. Okay, so the Foo Fighter guy, Taylor Hawkins, died in Bogota, Colombia, where heartbroken fans gathered outside in shock outside of his hotel. He was 50. According to those close to him, the death could be related to the consumption of drugs. According to those close to him, the death could be related to the consumption of drugs. Oh, you're kidding. You're kidding. The world of music and Bogota are in mourning over the death of great Taylor Hawkins. Bogota Mayor Claudia Lopez said in a release to his family and friends, to the Foo Fighters and all his fans, we send a hug and condolences. The cause of death has yet to be established. Well, his heart was twice the normal size. And unless he had an unusual genetic disease that is often caused by too much cocaine, just a speculation, I'm not saying that's true, but too much cocaine. Now, this guy's 50, and I'm going to say something that's not PC, it's not correct, it's not embraced by the world. What the hell were you thinking? You're 50 years old, grow up. drugs and alcohol in his hotel room. Grow up. Look at all the people who depended on you. Look at all the fans who loved you. And this is how you thank them. I'm Walter M. Sterling. It's Oscar night. I will give you the latest winners in just seconds on Sterling on Sunday. I'm going to share with you the opportunity you have been dreaming of for the past 2 years, the opportunity to work for yourself, the opportunity to use the knowledge of your city and your natural skills to persuade, to make money. The name of the company I want you to be involved with is called Social Indoor. Social Indoor. Social Indoor. You walk into a bathroom in your city, in one of the big restaurants, and boom, there's a beautiful digital display. What does it show? It shows advertising, community announcements. And who put them on that beautiful digital display? You did. That's the power of your persuasion and your knowledge of the city. With Social Indoor, you'll get proprietary rights to a custom 22-inch monitor installed in restrooms of your city's most popular bars and restaurants. This company, Social Indoor, has had 35 years of experience building out nationwide networks. It has a low entry fee, and Social Indoor immediately reinvests it back into your market with monitors and installations. Let us help you own and build your own digital billboard company. Finally, you get to be on the cutting edge of technology. Finally, you get to use your skills. Here's the phone number. Listen to me carefully. 952. It's one of these horrible cell phone numbers, but it is your tap to the future. 952-206-0917. 952-206-0917. Here you go. 952-206-0917 for more information about owning your own business. Social Indoor.
Sterling on Sunday.
Easter means those beautiful Easter egg colors. And now you can get them on your sheets and on your slippers. And you get it at 800-844-0876. Please call that number right now. That's the number of MyPillow. The MyPillow company has an incredible sale on slippers and Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine the color. That's the color that they've got, from black to pink. 800-844-0876. This is premium. Premium sheets and premium slippers. You can wear these slippers outside. You can walk the dog with these slippers outside. Yes, I said you can wear these slippers outside. And what a great gift. What a great Easter gift without having to spend a fortune for Easter. Enough with the spending. 800-844-0876. Use my name, Walter, and you'll see dramatic discounts on the Giza Dream Sheets and the MyPillow slippers.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Al Bundy.
I feel better after I have a nice cup of coffee.
This is Velo Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. Only fans dancer finds out who her biggest fan is. It's kind of creepy. Later on Strippers on the Loose, is Sterling at Night.
Coming up on Florida Stories, we have dudes getting messed up by tigers, alligators, and a hawk. Also, find out how to get gas for free. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Who wears sports bras?
Donald, if you didn't like me then, you're really probably not going to like me now, because I'm hosting SNL and I'm like so gay, dude.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Alien life with benefits.
All right, 21 past the hour with Walter M. Sterling on Oscar night. And let's see who has won now. Now I have to go back to this app. No, I'm going to get there. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I'd have to say that the dresses this year, especially Alana Hines, was pretty good. Alana Hines' dress was immaculate, terrific, wonderful. Most of the dresses were beautiful, and I say this as a mostly straight guy, But there was one dress. Who wore that hideous dress? Just hideous. I'll find it in a second. There's so much I have to keep track of because this is a major network radio show, which the result is a lot of pressure on me, a lot of pressure. Let's see. Live updates. All right, we're going to click live updates here. You might think, you know, I have a wire here. No. Be silly. Nobody has a wire today. That is the weirdest thing. That is the weirdest thing that's happened in radio. All the radio newsrooms around the country, except maybe like some big all-news stations, they don't have the Associated Press anymore. It's viewed upon as, well, that's how you're going to get old news. That's going to get accurate news. No, you know, we're going to go to the website of the Weekly Reader, you know, the local reader in town that you pick up at the supermarket, but we're going to get it online, and that's how we're going to get cutting-edge, different, very different stories. Yes, you are. You're going to find out about the Axe competition. All right. What we already know. We know about the three hosts. That was a bad idea. And, Okay, hold on. Okay, the winner of the Best Adapted Screenplay was Coda. Best Original Screenplay, I can't believe it went to Belfast. Nobody cares about that. It should have gone to Licorice Pizza. For costume design, it went to Cruella. Good. That was good. And let's see. Belfast, Cruella. Hold on. Don't. You know, he's an old man. International feature film winner, Drive My Car. And what else we got? The winner for actor in a supporting role went to Troy Kutzer for Coda. It was an incredible job he did. The dumbest thing I've seen so far is the best animated feature went to Encanto rather than Luca. Why didn't it go to Luca? Did you see Luca? I cried at Luca. I cried at the end of Luca. Best visual effects, Dune. Best cinematography, Dune. What they stood out in a pile of sand on a back lot in California and with a mouthpiece by them and Timothy Chalamet looking nervous. And by the way, did you see Timothy Chalamet's outfit tonight? He wore a sequined jacket, a black sequined jacket. And what was underneath? Nothing. No, nothing. Not an undershirt, not a T-shirt. He wore nothing. Best sound went to Dune. And, best sound went to Dune. Actress in a supporting role, Ariana DuBose. And that's it so far. Best makeup and hairstyling, it had to go to the eyes of Tammy Faye. That was crazy. Best production to design, Dune. Best film editing, Dune. Best original score, Dune. Live action film short, The Long Goodbye. Best animated short film, The Windshield Wiper. That's when you're starting to get in trouble. Best documentary short subject, The Queen of Basketball. So that's what we've got so far from the Oscars. Now, again, as they have done for the past 5 years, there are way too many movies that you and I will never see if we don't live near an art house. If we don't live near an art house, if it's not in a multiplex, if it's not in 16 screen theaters, we're not going to see it. And we have no interest in seeing it. Where is Spider-Man?
Given this great burden of saving our world from giant sand crabs.
The giant sand crabs will appear soon, but how could you, a theater kid with a 28-inch waist, save us all from giant sand crabs?
I can put my hand in the box of pain.
This isn't about Kardashians.
I've also kissed a psycho, allegedly who wanted to actually eat me. Not in a funny way. Call me by your name? Those were pronoun challenges. so I can easily stop giant sand crabs.
When you sleep, Paul, what do you see?
I see Kristen Stewart marrying a hot blonde. She made the blonde get on one knee and beg for her hand in marriage. A vision. Let me check their wedding registry.
Wait, aren't you going to save our planet?
It is hard to understand how some people get to be giant stars and others don't, and how Kristen Stewart, who has never smiled until this week, and Timothée Chalamet, who's showed up at the Oscars with a shirt on, well, those are mysteries to me. These are people who do disturbing things.
And I remember hearing Don't Rock the Boat for the first time, and I was like, well, why can't I rock the boat? I want to rock the boat. I'm feeling very upset.
I have Vic Ferraro stories coming up, a real New York City detective who's going to share with us a real New York City detective story, not something about the Green River murders from Atlanta. He's going to share with us stuff from the Bronx. That's what you and I care about. And then we're going to review specific things that happened at the Oscars tonight, very specific things, such as why won't this song go away?
Tonight, tonight.
It was depressing. It really was depressing in 1961, and it remains depressing.
Tonight, tonight.
888-688-WALT. Those are my top-of-line reactions to the Oscars tonight. Most women actually dressed beautifully, and there weren't any insane tuxedos except for Timothée Chalamet, who showed up with a sequined jacket and no shirt. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by SpongeBob.
Welcome to our club! Welcome to our club! Welcome to our club!
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Much needed rain moving into the west. A strong Pacific storm will spread heavy rain into central and southern California, with 1 to 2 inches of rain into the Sacramento Valley, Los Angeles, and San Diego, with heavy, wet snow into the Sierra Nevada Mountains and the Rockies above 6,000 feet. This potent storm will trigger severe weather once it reaches the Midwest on Tuesday. The Deep South will see possibility of tornadoes on Wednesday, and the southeastern Atlantic coast on Thursday. Most of the country could use the rain, but not all at once. Anchorage and Fairbanks, Alaska, you will be warmer than New York City tomorrow and Tuesday morning. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. Only fans dancer finds out who her biggest fan is. It's kind of creepy. Later on Strippers on the Loose, Sterling at Night.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Who wears sports bras?
Donald's. If you didn't like me then, you're really probably not going to like me now, because I'm hosting SNL and I'm like so gay, dude.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space. Alien Life with Benefit.
And the Oscar goes to...
Bowling for Columbine.
This is the first Academy Award and nomination for Michael Moore and Michael Donovan.
On behalf of our producers, Kathleen Glynn and Michael Donovan from Canada, I'd like to thank the Academy for this. I've invited my fellow documentary nominees on the stage with us And we would like to. They are here. They are here in solidarity with me because we like nonfiction. We like nonfiction and we live in fictitious times. We live in the time where we have fictitious election results that elects a fictitious president. We live in a time where we have a man sending us to war for fictitious reasons, whether it's the fictitious of duct tape or the fictitious of orange alerts. We are against this war, Mr. Bush. Shame on you, Mr. Bush. Shame on you. And anytime you've got the Pope and the Dixie Chicks against you, your time is up. Thank you very much.
Did you hear which song won this year?
Ich bin Pflastermaler und wie ihr hier seht, ein Künstler und Könner. Dies höher nicht geht, denn was ich gemacht, habe ich selbst ausgedacht.
All right, let's see if there are any more announcements of any winners. If you're driving for work, if you're in your 18-wheeler and you're interested in the Oscars, so you can be informed, at the break room at the Love Stop, let's find out. I don't know why Luca didn't win. That's insane. Michael Shea is leaving Weekend Update. There's big news. Now, where is this? Why are you making this hard for me? And how is that traffic on Route 80 and 95 and I-5? Always very curious about that. Lady Gaga skips Oscars to go to the Elton John viewing party rather than the Oscar party, and good for her. We'll find it. Hold on. Oh, yeah. The Billie Eilish. Billie Eilish had the most hideous dress of anybody. It looks like it's unfinished. It's tons and tons and tons of black ruffles. Enough black ruffles for four people. I just don't understand why she would wear that. Why anyone would wear that. However, almost every other woman showed up on the red carpet wearing a sane outfit, not a long train, proper, current, beautiful. Same thing with the guys. No one showed up in a lime green tuxedo. When are the lime green tuxedos all going to be taken to a pile and burned? When is that going to happen? No, they showed up in nice black tuxes. That's what you're supposed to wear. Except for Timothy Chalamet. Timothy Chalamet shows up in a sequined black jacket with no shirt underneath. And it's clear that there's no shirt underneath because anytime he moves, there's his chest. Who needs that? Nobody needs that. There's a lot of publicity each year about the Vanity Fair magazine Hollywood Party. And it's quite a ticket to get invited to that. One year I was invited to that. And you figure, okay, I'm going to go to the Vanity Fair party. I show up, I'll show my ticket, and I'll go in. No. This is a whole different world of party, a militaristic party, a militaristically organized party. Get a load of this. It says on your invitation, the time of your invitation, the time that the party is. And I figure that's when the party is. But that's not when the party is. If it says 8:30, you can't go in before 8:30. If it says 9 o'clock, you can't go in before 9 o'clock. They stagger the time that people are allowed in. Then there's a secret group of people who are allowed in at the beginning of the Oscar event, and it's a viewing party. All the cool people sit around the bar and watch on TV the Oscars. And then they can stay for the rest of the evening because they're the coolest ones. I saw Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves was at that part of the party. When I showed up, I was there with like some accountants from CAA. I was there with like CAA accountants, very short guys. And we went in together. But I'll tell you, the biggest stars you could ever imagine were at that party. I saw Jennifer Lopez and her boyfriend in their first incarnation. And who else did I see? Oh, Goldie Hawn's daughter. And you name it, they were there. There was some food like shrimp around the periphery, but it was really interesting because there was no furniture in this room. They were just walking around, talk to other people, find other people. Oh, there's Bono. But the most interesting moment for me was, oh my gosh, over there is Joel Silver, the producer of the 48 Hours movies and the Matrix movies, a very successful producer who went to high school with me. And the very last thing that Joel Silver would expect would be to see me at the Vanity Fair party. And what a sweet moment that was. Hello, Joel. I haven't seen you in a while. Oh, my gosh. Wally Sterling. Haven't seen you in a very long time. But he was practically white, having to deal with the fact that there I was on the same level at the same place he was. Now, he married a Playboy playmate. Therefore, on some levels, he was at a very different point in his life. But that was the Vanity Fair party. I'll tell you more about it in just seconds. It's Oscar night, and this is Sterling on Sunday. Please listen to me for this incredible phone number and this remarkable offer. Here's the phone number, 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. That's the phone number for MyPillow. Right now, they are offering remarkable discounts on their slippers. They're clearing out the slippers that they've got because they're overstocked. Now, what's the big deal about their slippers? Think of the color. That's the color they've got. The browns, the taupes, the mints, beautiful slippers, comfortable. You put your foot in there, and it's an orgasm for your foot. It's remarkable. The best thing for me about the MyPillow slippers, you put them on, you can walk outside. No, that's what I said. You can put them on and walk outside. Walk the dog. Pick up the newspaper. Are there newspapers anymore? 800-844-0876. Pick up the phone and call them. Because right now, there's a live human being at MyPillow who wants to talk to you at this hour of the day, this day of the week. Yes, there's a live human being there right now at 844-0876. 800-844-0876. Ladies and gentlemen, pick up the phone and buy yourself the slippers for Easter from MyPillow. And they have a remarkable deal on Giza Dream Sheets. You will dream of Egypt in these sheets. Again, every color you could imagine. Comfortable, like insanely comfortable. 800-844-0876. Call them, use my name, Walter, and you'll get a significant discount on the Giza Dream Sheets and the slippers.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Long John Nebel.
It contains a circus act by the name of the Flying Fools.
Why go to the strip club when you can enjoy the wonders of a beautiful young lady dancing just for you online? OnlyFans, that's where a lot of people go, instead of the local jiggle joint. And London from San Diego, not a real name, of course. London has a wide variety of fans who watch her steamy content on a monthly basis. There's a client, one of her longest clients, is a fellow named Hottest Daddy. Hottest Daddy loves her content, gives it big reviews every month. Here's the sad thing, or disturbing thing, or maybe just a tad bit creepy. It's her actual father. London's father is watching her strip every month online and paying for it. I thought he was already paying for her ticket to go to veterinarian school. OnlyFans can lead to a lot of creepiness, and talk about an Elektra complex. Holy capoli! From the Champagne Room, this is Velo Hool with Strippers on the Loose and Sterling at Night.
Coming up on Florida Stories, we have dudes getting messed up by tigers, alligators, and a hawk. Also, find out how to get gas for free. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Who wears sports bras?
Donald, if you didn't like me then, you're really probably not going to like me now because I'm hosting SNL and I'm like so gay, dude.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Alien life with benefits.
Tonight, the Lesbians in Space focus on Hollywood stars. Hollywood stars are the lesbians in space. Now, tonight, in a shocking show-stopping moment, Best Documentary presenter Chris Rock zeroed in on Will Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, joking that he was looking forward to G.I. Jane 2, an apparent reference to her shaved head. Can't wait to see it, Rock said. However, her husband Will then sauntered onto the stage and apparently punched Rock, and seemingly not in a playful way. The ceremony's audio feed was cut, at least in the United States. Well, where else do we care if it's cut? As Will shouted something to Rock, however, according to BuzzFeed reporter David Mack, the audio was not cut in Australia. Who cares about Australia? And Will could reportedly be heard shouting, "Keep my wife's name out of your effing mouth." A stunned Rock could only respond, "That was the greatest night in the history of television." All right, let's go over these winners so far from Oscarland. Best Documentary, Summer of Soul. Best Adapted Screenplay, Coda. Best Original Screenplay. How this didn't go to Licorice Pizza, I don't know. It went to Belfast. No one cares about Belfast. Nobody. It's an outrage. Then, Best Costume Design went to Cruella. And there was a moment of silence for Ukraine. International Film Festival feature, Drive My Car. Troy Kutzer salutes his father and deaf community. And good for him. And congratulations to him. What else we got? Best Documentary, Summer of Soul, and Juno Reunion. Best Adapted Screenplay. Okay, we already went over these. Okay, now, are we getting close to real awards that people care about? You know, like actors we know? I think we deserve that, don't you? I think that should be ours, like this guy.
And the Oscar goes to... Bowling for Columbine. Michael Moore and Michael Donovan.
This is the first Academy Award and nomination for Michael Moore and Michael Donovan.
On behalf of our producers, Kathleen Glynn and Michael Donovan from Canada, I'd like to thank the Academy for this. I've invited my fellow documentary nominees on the stage with us. And we would like to... They are here in solidarity with me because we like nonfiction. We like nonfiction and we live in fictitious times. We live in a time where we have fictitious election results that elects a fictitious president. We live in a time where we have a man sending us to war for fictitious reasons, whether it's the fictitious of duct tape or the fictitious of orange alerts. We are against this war, Mr. Bush. Shame on you, Mr. Bush. Shame on you. And any time you've got the Pope and the Dixie Chicks against you, your time is up. Thank you very much.
Tonight, tonight.
Pflastermaler und wie ihr hier seht, ein Künstler und Könner. Wie's höher nicht geht, denn was ich gemacht, hab ich selbst ausgedacht.
And I remember hearing Don't Rock the Boat for the first time, and I was like, well, why can't I rock the boat? I want to rock the boat. I'm feeling very upset.
888-688-WALT. You and I get to talk at any time because this show, unlike every other show that's on at this time, is live. We are live. There's Billy Datz. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hello, Billy. All of our friends are here. Why? Because this is a giant, important radio show. And I thank Drew, our Uber driver in Las Vegas, who is attempting right now to connect us with a banker in Ukraine. Because I, you know, everybody said, well, why don't you talk to this one or this one or this one? I did not want to talk to a Ukraine politicians. I didn't want to talk to an official person in Ukraine. I want to talk to someone who has a normal job, a normal house, and I want to know what it feels like to know that at any minute your home could be leveled, your kids could be kidnapped, your kids could be destroyed, your kids could be killed. That's the conversation I hope to have. We're trying very hard now. Producer Sean is working hard to reach a live person in Ukraine, and that's because of our Uber driver, Drew, who annoys the heck out of me. But, man, I'll tell you, when I ask for his help, he comes through. And that's something you need to work on. When I ask for your help, I need you to come through. It could be something as simple as a phone charger or to jump my car, which is usually what it is, or to lend me 10 bucks, which is often what it is because I'm a talk show host. 888-688-WALT. Did you see these dresses tonight at the Oscars? Were there any offended you? Yes, the Billie Eilish one and the dress that Timothy Chardonnay was wearing with the black jacket and the sequins. You know, that's not what you should wear because he didn't have a shirt on under it. No shirt on under it. Let's talk. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. Live, Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. This time of year, winter and spring battle for weather headlines. And this week, winter winds, especially in the Northeast. An Arctic cold front will pass through tonight and tomorrow, bringing some light snow and snow flurries to southern Connecticut, Long Island, and New York. But the ground is too warm for any of it to stick. Snow will accumulate around lake effect snows in southeast Lake Erie and eastern Lake Ontario. Temperatures in the Northeast will run 15 to 25 degrees below normal, setting record lows overnight tonight and record low daytime highs tomorrow and Tuesday. Temperatures well into the 20s overnight and daytime highs struggling to get above freezing. The high tomorrow in New York City, 31. Allentown, Pennsylvania, 30 degrees tomorrow. Binghamton, New York, 18 degrees for a high tomorrow. Tuesday morning, even colder. Atlantic City with 20 degrees. Philadelphia, 24. Baltimore, Maryland, 23. It will get warmer the later part of the week. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
Coming up on Floor Stories, we have dudes getting messed up by tigers, alligators, and a hawk. Also, find out how to get gas for free. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Who wears sports bras?
Donald, if you didn't like me then, you're really probably not going to like me now because I'm hosting SNL and I'm like so gay, dude.
the CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space. Alien Life with Benefits.
All right, they just gave out the best director at the Oscars. Jane Campion, The Power of the Dog, a movie you didn't see. A movie there's no way in hell you're going to see. Here were some real people who could have won it. Kenneth Branagh. And then somebody whose name I can't pronounce, who directed Drive My Car, and Paul Thomas Anderson, who directed Licorice Pizza and wrote the screenplay. He didn't win for the screenplay. And Steven Spielberg, have we heard of him? Of course. What else we got? Best Original Song. The winner is No Time to Die. Billie Eilish and Phineas O'Connell, her brother. What else? They did a nice memoriam segment for Halloween legend. Jamie Lee Curtis paid tribute to the late comedy icon and animal rights activist Betty White. And the best, in a shocking show-stopping moment, best documentary presenter Chris Rock zeroed in on Will Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, joking that he was looking forward to G.I. Jane 2, an apparent reference to her shaved head. Can't wait to see it, Rock said. However, her husband Will then sauntered onto the stage, apparently punched Rock, and seemingly not in a playful way. The ceremony's audio feed was then cut, at least in the United States, but not in Australia, where they're far more tolerant. Best documentary, Summer of Soul. Juno Reunion. I don't know what that is. Best adapted screenplay, Coda. Best original screenplay, Belfast. No, please. Licorice Pizza's right there, and it didn't win. Costume design, Cruella. And there were many or more technical awards. Almost all of them went to Dune. We don't need that. It's a lot of nonsense. It's a lot of nonsense. I'm very disappointed in these awards. First of all, most of the movies that were nominated, you and I are never going to see. Unless you live within walking distance of an art house, you're never going to see them. How do you know what an art house is? I'll tell you how. You walk in and it smells bad, and then your feet stick to the floor. And if they offer popcorn, it's 3 or 4 days stale, and it's kind of sad. The whole house is sad. It used to be something interesting, like a Victorian mansion. Usually that's what they convert, or a gas station. But now it's an independent film art house. And a lot of people in the corner are, look weird. You don't want to let your kids near them. That's an art house. If it's filled with people you don't want to let your kids near, that's an art house. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Now, let me tell you about a competition and an award that's far more important than this, than the Oscars. I'll give you the best actor, actress, and best picture when that happens, all right? So if you're driving the 18-wheeler, don't worry. You'll be kept up to date on I-80. You'll be kept up to date on I-4, on I-5. 91, 70, whatever highway you're on, I will share the information with you because I believe in transparency, unlike your accountant. Did I tell you this horrible story? I'm not good at math. In fact, I'm terrible at it. And when it's tax time, all I can do is print out my checkbook, show the transactions, hand it to my accountant and say, please, Jesus, do my taxes. And I usually have a deal with my accountant that says, I will pay you out of the refund. I never pay them up front because I have no money. I'm on the air. This year, I printed out my transactions. I went to my accountant's office. He shares his office with his ex-wife. How does that happen? But he shares his office with his ex-wife and his son and some guy. Isn't it interesting that every accountant that you've ever known has some guy hanging around and strange food, you know, from the deli or, you know, but strange food and strange candy. And there he is. I love this guy. He's a Damon Runyon character. He was a character. Did I say was? Why, yes, I did. I went to his office with all of my my W-2s, my W-4s, my 1099s, all those creepy documents. And they are creepy documents. And I went to give it to him and say, bye, see you in 2 months, bye-bye. And he wasn't there. I figured he was at lunch. I figured he took a day off. He often did that. His ex-wife, who was sitting there, looked at me and she said, he died. I said, what do you mean he died? He died like 2 days ago. He just died. And I'm like, it's tax season. He can't die. But he died. That's what happened to my accountant. Now everything's screwed up. Nobody knows where the documents are. Nobody knows where the deadlines are. This is my vision of hell. I will get on my knees tonight and pray that somebody says, Walter, we will do your taxes for you. Because my taxes are simple. I have a little corporation and I have a little personal account, and it should be simple, but I'm like, I can do my taxes. I went to college. I got a 450 math on my SATs. I'm sure I could do this. And then I go and read the instructions. Carry over the loss. When I see the phrase carry over the loss, I panic. I immediately open up a Diet Coke and panic. And then I realized I had not done my own taxes since I was 25 years old, which, believe me, is a little too long ago. I did do it once. I did, in fact, need a Schedule C, but that was it. 888-688-WALT. I have a phone number. Happy to talk to you because this is live. We're live in Chattanooga. Chattanooga. And if you're in Chattanooga, I have a special message for you. This is Sterling on Sunday. You're not buying a greeting card for your kindergarten teacher. You're not buying a greeting card for your grandmother. You're buying a greeting card for your buddies, for your friends, for your spouse. And finally, there are greeting cards that are quality, that look terrific, and are funny as hell, but they're for grown-ups. You get them at filthycard.com. This is not a bit. It's not a joke. Even though I am a hysterical talent, and I'm hysterical right now because I need you to go to filthycard.com. Filthycard.com. You won't believe what you're going to see there. You won't believe. Be sure to look at this when nobody's around. Make sure no one's around. Look at it in the privacy of your den. Pretend to be doing something else. Go to filthycard.com. You will be stunned at what you'll see inside the cards. These are cards made for grown-ups. Put in my name, Walter, and enjoy a significant discount. Filthycard.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
A custom 22-inch monitor installed in restrooms of your city's most popular bars and restaurants. Now when you walk into the restrooms of your city's most popular bars and restaurants, you see nothing. Now you walk in and immediately you would see this beautiful 22-inch monitor that's filled with advertising and community messages. And who puts it on those monitors? You. You would be tapping into your knowledge of your city and your ability to persuade. And finally, you would tap all of your resources and make money. There's a low entry fee. And Social Indoor, oh, that's the name of the company. Social Indoor immediately reinvests it back into your city with monitors and installations. Let Social Indoor help you own and build out your own digital billboard company. If you know your town and want to own your own business, enjoy working with people and creative selling, then this is the opportunity for you. Please listen to this phone number. Please get ready to call it. 952-206-0917. Oh, you want to hear it again? 952-206-0917. The company is called Social Indoor. You can find out about them at socialindoor.com or call 952-206-0917. Social Indoor.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Mr. Wizard.
And because a lot of ammonia will dissolve in just a little bit of water, we can make a famous ammonia fountain.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. All right, it really does not get any more Florida than this. We go to Okeechobee, Florida. We go to Wooten's Everglades Airboat Tours. I know, the Florida's already up to like level 8. According to their website, the attraction includes an animal sanctuary that features 2 tigers, 2 lions, otters, turtles, crocodiles, and of course alligators. And a caretaker was feeding one of the tigers in its pen when another worker who wasn't authorized to be in there got attacked. He's a 50-year-old Florida man, injuries to both of his arms. He's going to be okay. But it's really not hard to believe some 50-year-old Florida man got mauled by a tiger at an Everglades Airboat Tours menagerie of danger. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
So it's funny. Every time there's one of these online scams where someone's trying to pick up or catfish someone with someone else's photos, that's a photo of a human being. And in West Palm Beach, we go to News 6.
All new at 5, a single mom nearly catfished by an imposter, now actually dating the man in the photograph. The Palm Beach County woman and her boyfriend called News 6 to expose the scheme that is being played out with his picture.
Did you get that? Someone used a fake photo to try and scam a Florida woman. She sniffed it out, didn't comply, and then months later met the guy whose photo was stolen that tried to catfish her, and she's now dating that guy. Did you get all that?
Hold my beer.
Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Who wears sports bras?
Donald, if you didn't like me then, you're really probably not going to like me now because I'm hosting SNL and I'm like so gay, dude.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Alien life with benefits.
688-WALT. I see we have a line open and I look forward to talking to you live. Yes, I'm live. On KDKA, KFBK, giant radio stations, coast to coast. 50 clears, baby. 50 clears. You know what a 50 clear is? It means that if it's at 1050, like KMOX or whatever it is, there's no other radio station on that frequency. It can be heard like practically around the world. No other station on that frequency. There's a reason for this that has to do with the 1920s. And world wars and the need for the U.S. government to reach every human being at once. There were only 27 of them licensed. 27 of them licensed where there would be no one else on that frequency. I have been on too many of them, such as 1210 WPHT in Philadelphia. Now let's see if they have finally announced at the Oscars the best director. They announced the best director is Jane Campion, but let's see who else they announced. Did they announce Robin Williams? Just wait. Be patient. Actor in a leading role. Well, thank God they gave it to Will Smith, who got up on the stage and hit Chris Rock for making a joke about Jada Smith, his wife. Will Smith, who's supposed to be a funny guy, he didn't like that. It's interesting how many times funny guys don't seem to think other guys are funny. Isn't that right? Tony in Pittsburgh listening on KDKA. Hi, Tony.
Well, I think you're funny, Walter.
Well, that's because you're lonely.
At this time of night, I usually am, yes. I'm all by
that's
myself,
because
and it's dark.
You're sitting alone in the dark in a suburb of Pittsburgh. That alone is a lonely scenario.
And this is a seedy suburb, too.
Is it really? Which seedy suburb are you in?
East Pittsburgh.
Isn't it interesting that every East in America is sad, such as East Cleveland, East St. Louis, East Chicago. Every East, East New York, every East is sad.
Yeah, it's the only thing that keeps out the bad element is the unusual cold weather we're having because of global warming, which we talk about fairly often. You know,
21 in Syracuse, 21 in Cleveland today, 21 in Syracuse, 21 in Cleveland right now. Now, let me tell you a fascinating fact. You ready?
Sure.
59 in Los Angeles.
Wow.
I know.
That's balmy.
It's balmy, and right now people in Los Angeles are in convertibles making out with people who are not their spouses.
Are they wearing masks?
No, 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 no. There are no masks once you're out of the purview of the kindergarten teacher.
I see. I see. Well, I was telling Henry when I called in, I got in trouble today on Facebook for writing an editorial pro and con about masks. They said I was sharing misinformation or information that could be harmful. So I was put in 24-hour Facebook jail, and I'm not allowed to post for 24 hours, and I'm not allowed to participate in my groups for 2 days. And also for 29 days, they're going to move my post to lower in the feed. So I feel really persecuted, and I feel really horrible about it. But
lower in the feed?
I don't think they're – yeah, like, in other words, if you're scrolling through Facebook and you're scrolling and scrolling, I'm going to be, like, with the bottom feeders. You know what I mean? Like the shrimp and I don't know what other kind of fish are bottom feeders.
Snails.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be with the snails. And the other thing I wanted to mention to you, you have that guy Mr. Wizard. You play his bits from time to time.
Yes.
Do you remember the Mr. Wizard cartoon?
No, you paid way too much attention on Saturday morning to things that were not important.
It was Mr. Wizard was a lizard, and he had a friend named Tudor the turtle. And Tudor would go out and get into misadventures and get in trouble, and then Mr. Wizard would have to bring him back home. When I hear Mr. Wizard, that's what I think of. It was entertaining for like a 12-year-old, you know, at the time.
All right. Now, listen, to about this being low on the stream at Facebook.
Yes.
That's a lot like a low-flow toilet. It's not desirable. Mm-hmm. It may seem desirable at the time that you waste the money at Home Depot, but then you get at home and you realize that there are problems.
I think old-fashioned toilets work a lot better. I have one. And I'm not parting ways with it. You know, for me, a toilet isn't about fashion. You know, it's about practicality, I think.
I think that would be a great slogan for a toilet company. It's not about fashion. It's about practicality. I like the toilets that have huge tanks, huge. And when you push the handle.
Yeah, mine is pretty big. My tank is pretty large.
And when you push the handle, you have to really push it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tony, you're a dear friend, and I thank you.
As far as Facebook goes, I went from the penthouse to the outhouse, I guess.
You worked on that all day. Thank you very much for the call at 888-688-WALT. I want to talk to you because we're live, and I've got one line open, and it's available for you at 888-688-WALT. We can talk about Billie Eilish's horrendous dress that she wore at the Oscars tonight, where she looked like a Halloween pumpkin. She looked like a Halloween, between the hair and the black dress, it was like, oh my God. But who was the best dressed at the Oscars? Alana Haim. She had the most beautiful dress. She looked incredible. And then most of the men tonight were terrific. They had black tuxedos. They didn't wear lime green tuxedos. They didn't look like jerks, except for who? Timothy Chalamet, who wore a sequined black jacket and nothing underneath. No shirt underneath. Nothing. You imagine that? Crazy time. All right, I'll give you all the big winners coming up in seconds. You and I, let's talk at 888-688-WALT. What? Yes, live. 888-688-WALT. And coming up, I have some questions for truck drivers that only truck drivers can answer. Plus, we've got, what, Florida stories? We have Vic Ferrari with a real New York City police detective story. It's a giant network show. I'm Walter Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Jerry Springer.
Well, Jerry, can you hear me?
I can't hear anything.
Well, I'm J.J. Wilson with a special edition of Drive Through Brew. Now, not everyone who stops at the drive-thru brew buys beer, wine, or candy. Let's listen as young Jake attempts to guide a lost and, well, not too bright, motorist.
Can I help you, sir?
Yeah, I'm confused, darn it. Could you tell me how to get to Route 22?
Okay. Go east on this road and turn left at the third light. Then go about
east. Would that be this way or that away?
No, that way is west. You want to go towards the gas station.
Gas station?
Yeah, it's right there. See the big sign?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, west for three blocks, then right at the light?
No. East until you get to the third light and then left.
Left. That's right. And how many blocks was it?
Excuse me one second. Mr. Manager, this guy's dumber than a Gilligan's Island rerun. Could you take over? He needs directions.
Sure. Where are you trying to go, sir?
Well, I was trying to get to my bank, but maybe I could go someplace less complicated.
I see. Well, hey, there's a McDonald's directly across the street. Would you like to go there?
Well, sure. How do I get there?
Hey, is there anybody out there who could walk this guy across the street? Meanwhile, listen next time when the manager says...
By the way, mister, what do you do for a living?
Oh, me? I'm a retired airline pilot. Did it for just one morning, but for some reason, they just let me go.
That's next time on Drive Through Brew. Word Car speaking.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Much-needed rain moving into the west. A strong Pacific storm will spread heavy rain into central and southern California with 1 to 2 inches of rain into the Sacramento Valley, Los Angeles, and San Diego, with heavy, wet snow into the Sierra Nevada Mountains and the Rockies above 6,000 feet. This potent storm will trigger severe weather once it reaches the Midwest on Tuesday. The Deep South will see possibility of tornadoes on Wednesday and the southeastern Atlantic coast on Thursday. Most of the country could use the rain, but not all at once. Anchorage and Fairbanks, Alaska, you will be warmer than New York City tomorrow and Tuesday morning. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Who wears sports bras?
Donald, if you didn't like me then, you're really probably not going to like me now because I'm hosting SNL and I'm like so gay, dude.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Alien life with benefits.
All right, here we go. Oscars. Best original score, Dune. Best film editing, Dune. Best production design, Dune. Best makeup and hairstyling, The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Best supporting actress, Ariana DeBose from West Side Story. Best cinematography, Dune. Best visual effects, Dune. Best animated feature film, Encanto, which, of course, it should have been Luca. Best supporting actor, Troy Kutzer in Coda. Best international feature film, Drive My Car. Best costume design, Cruella. Best original screenplay, Belfast, a movie nobody cares about, very boring. It should have been Licorice Pizza. Best animated adapted screenplay, Coda. Beautiful, beautiful story. Best documentary feature, Summer of Soul. Best original song, No Time to Die, from Billie Eilish. Best director, Jane Campion, The Power of the Dog. Again, no one's going to see this. Could we just have Marvel movies? Could we just have Superman movies? Best lead actor, Will Smith, King Richard. Thank God he won, because, you know, he went up and he hit Chris Rock. No, did you hear what I said? Chris Rock made a joke about Will Smith's wife, who's bald, and Will Smith got up on stage and hit Chris Rock. Isn't it amazing how the funny guys aren't funny when you poke them? Best lead actress, Jessica Chastain, The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Best picture. Oh, they finally announced best picture. Coda. Coda's the best picture. Not Belfast, not Don't Look Up, not Drive My Car, not Dune, not King Richard, not Licorice Pizza, not Nightmare Alley, which was a great movie. Coda. That's what we got so far. How do you feel about this? I think that, once again, they have not, it is not a movie award. It's not a movie award. It is an independent film, elite, documentary-ish, public television award show. Nobody cares about that. Nobody wants to see these pictures. These are horrible. These are art house pictures. What's an art house? Your feet stick to the floor. It's too cold or too hot. The popcorn is stale. It has strange schedule times. It has that the musty smell. These films are mostly not going to be seen at AMC theaters. Maybe the best picture will now be booked into AMC Real Theaters or United Theaters. But this is ridiculous. They've become an elitist public television bunch of crap. I'm Walter M. Sterling at 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. My phone number, live, tonight, Sterling on Sunday. Please listen to me for this incredible phone number and this remarkable offer. Here's the phone number, 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. That's the phone number for MyPillow. Right now, they are offering remarkable discounts on their slippers. They're clearing out the slippers that they've got because they're overstocked. Now, what's the big deal about their slippers? Think of the color. That's the color they've got. The browns, the taupes, the mints, beautiful slippers, comfortable. You put your foot in there and it's an orgasm for your foot. It's remarkable. The best thing for me about the MyPillow slippers, you put them on, you can walk outside. No, that's what I said. You can put them on and walk outside. Walk the dog. Pick up the newspaper. Are there newspapers anymore? 800-844-0876. Pick up the phone and call them. Because right now, there's a live human being at MyPillow who wants to talk to you at this hour of the day, this day of the week. Yes, there's a live human being there right now at 844-0876. 800-844-0876. Ladies and gentlemen, pick up the phone and buy yourself the slippers for Easter from MyPillow. And they have a remarkable deal on Giza Dream Sheets. You will dream of Egypt in these sheets. Again, every color you could imagine. Comfortable, like insanely comfortable. 800-844-0876. Call them, use my name, Walter, and you'll get a significant discount on the Giza Dream Sheets and the slippers.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Mr. Beast.
I just bought this house and I'm going to give it to Chandler.
Really?
No!
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. All right, for our next Florida story, there's a guy who wants to break into a Sam Ash in Clearwater. You know what a Sam Ash is? It's like a giant music store, like a guitar center and a record store and all that good stuff combined. On the top of this giant building, they have one of the domed rows right down the middle of the roof that's all glass. So it's a big skylight. So he gets on, this thief gets onto the building next to the Sam Ash and then climbs onto the roof of the Sam Ash and then is trying to break in through the roof and he falls through the skylight. He falls three stories, but his fall is broken up, so it probably saved his life. He hits one of these street lampposts that's on the inside of the building and it's really tall, you know, so he catches that first and he falls off that and he lands on top of this giant guitar display case. And so that kind of breaks his fall and then he ends up making it on the ground. But he's busted up pretty bad, so instead of robbing the place blind, he takes a guitar amp and throws it through the front door, the all-glass front door. He leaves a trail of blood on his way out. Cops match his DNA to some previous crimes that they have on the books. And scene.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
So for our next Florida story, we're going to the Tampa area. WFLA reports that this group of four men have the ability to change the pulsator of a gas pump. You know what a pulsator is? Yeah, I don't either. But a pulsator is a device that is inside the gas pump that regulates the flow of fuel. So they're able to change the little computer module inside the gas pump itself to say the gas should be a nickel or a penny to the gallon. And so these swindlers have done this at we know a couple of Circle K stations in Lakeland and Lutz, but we're pretty sure they've done a lot of these other ones that they've gotten away with. What they do is they show up in a truck and they have all kinds of extra tanks there and they fill up for basically free. But they leave with sometimes like 1,000 gallons at a time. And since the prices are hitting record highs, this is pretty easy to turn around and make some money off of. But yes, you learned what a pulsator is. And it's not what it could have been for being Florida Stories. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
Stay tuned. Today's third installment of Florida Stories is on the way. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Who wears sports bras?
Donald's. If you didn't like me then, you're really probably not going to like me now because I'm hosting SNL, and I'm like so gay, dude.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Alien life with benefits.
You have to remember that for the Oscars and the people who go to the Oscars, it is the ultimate in elite groups. Even if you're a big deal in show business, rarely do you get invited to the Oscars unless you're nominated, except that even people who are in nominated movies rarely get invited. I was watching the version of Tonight in the new West Side Story movie. I don't know why. What is wrong with me? Why am I not doing this right today? Here we go. The new version of Tonight.
Tonight, tonight.
Now, the problem with this.
Tonight, tonight.
In 1961, when the first version of the film play Tonight, West Side Story came out, it was dated. It felt dated at the time. It felt like, what? And the geography of New York City at that time is it was on the middle west side, about 57th Street. And all those slums were being torn down to build what? What? Lincoln Center, which nobody would argue was a bad idea. It's a magnificent facility. But in order to do it, they had to knock down slums on the West Side. And the result of that is it revitalized the entire Upper West Side and the Midwest Side. A good thing. Probably one of the first places that showed the movie West Side Story. But the movie then was some wacky movie that really had only one reason to go see it, which was this.
Tonight, tonight.
Now, if you go and look at a 1961 version of West Side Story and you look at that scene where she's singing to him, that is hot as hell. They look engaged. They look horny. They want to be with each other. There's longing and sex in that scene when she sings this to him. It's a great scene because of that. And there is no boundaries between the two of them. So now Steven Spielberg, a very old man, he makes West Side Story, paying a fortune, a freaking fortune to the rights of a play that's over 60 years old, that didn't relate to the world at the time, and now it's going to relate to the world even less. And now I'm looking at Tonight, the performance of Tonight, where the actress is singing to Angie Eckhart, whatever his name is. He was in The Fault in Our Stars. A graduate of the New York City Public School for the Arts. And I swear to God, I'm looking at his face as she's singing to him, and it's as though he isn't there. It's as though he can't hear her sing. No emotion in his face. No flickering of passion, desire in his face. It was like a wooden wax figure. And she's working hard to make this song. She's pumping out that song as best she can. But there's nothing on his face that would indicate that he's interested in her, that he's moved by the song. It's terrible. And then the whole premise of gangs dancing in the street in Manhattan is a silly premise.
Tonight.
I was on an airplane once with a guy from Fargo, or no, it was worse than that, like Little Rock. And we were going to New York. And this guy was one of these guys you sit next to on an airplane, and he never stops talking. He never stops talking. And what did he reveal to me, this genius? That he was going to New York for the first time in his life, and he starts telling me about his career. I said, what do you do for a living? Well, I do middays at Z93 in Toledo. Oh, you're a disc jockey. Yes, I do middays at Z93 in Toledo. But he never asked me, what do you do? Because my answer would have been, I am the head of programming for RKO Radio, which at the time was the largest and most successful chain in radio. I was his golden ticket out of Toledo. But he never asked me what I did. So I never told him what I did, because each minute of the flight, I wanted to be further and further away from this annoying guy. I said, why are you going to New York? Well, you know, I've never been to New York, and I thought I'd see some things and blah, blah, blah. I'm a native New Yorker, and I knew a few things about the city. And I said to him, what do you want to see? And I swear this is what he said. I couldn't believe he said it. Well, I'd really like to see some of the gangs. I said, you what? I thought I'd come in and see some of the gangs. And I said, well, I hope you can find some. What I didn't say to him is, I hope to God you don't see any gangs. I hope you don't get near any gangs, because the gangs are not at Lincoln Center anymore, if they ever were. The gangs are like in East New York. You don't want to be anywhere near a gang, but gangs don't walk the streets with nightsticks beating up garbage cans. Gangs are far more diabolical today. Here's what a gang will do today. There's a kid in middle school and a bunch of gang members, but it's only going to be two or three at a time, because they don't need more than that to get what they need. They'll see a kid over there and they'll say, hey, your mom works at Verizon, right? Yes, she works at Verizon. Okay, here's what you're going to do for us. You're going to tell your mother that she's going to get rid of my phone bill. She's going to get rid of my phone bill in the Verizon computer. You tell your mother you're going to do that. Because if you don't do that, we're going to beat the crap out of you every single day. So you go tell your mom that our Verizon phone bill is going to disappear. That's how gangs work today. They're not smashing windows. They are far more commercial and capitalistic than they were in 1961 when they were jumping over garbage cans. It's a ridiculous movie. I can't believe it won anything, but there it is. All right, I hope you enjoyed the Oscars. I'd appreciate your thoughts about the Oscars. Here's my phone number. It's 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. We have more Lesbians in Space. and Florida stories coming up for you. I'm Walter M. Sterling. You and I can stay in touch at all times. I have an email, waltermsterling@gmail.com. Oh, and you've got to go to my Twitter, Walter M. Sterling. I posted a photo there that you have to see. I am so proud of it. My 16-year-old came in second in a major dance competition today. And I put up the picture of her, and I'm like, I can't believe that's my kid. It's a stunning picture. So go to Twitter, Walter M. Sterling. At Twitter, that's my Twitter handle. Take a look at my 16-year-old winning her dance. That's what
capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
A week
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. This time of year, winter and spring battle for weather headlines. And this week, winter winds, especially in the Northeast. An Arctic cold front will pass through tonight and tomorrow, bringing some light snow and snow flurries to southern Connecticut, Long Island, and New York. But the ground is too warm for any of it to stick. Snow will accumulate around lake effect snows in southeast Lake Erie and eastern Lake Ontario. Temperatures in the Northeast will run 15 to 25 degrees below normal, setting record lows overnight tonight and record low daytime highs tomorrow and Tuesday. Temperatures well into the 20s overnight and daytime highs struggling to get above freezing. The high tomorrow in New York City, 31. Allentown, Pennsylvania, 30 degrees tomorrow. Binghamton, New York, 18 degrees for a high tomorrow. Tuesday morning, even colder. Atlantic City with 20 degrees. Philadelphia, 24. Baltimore, Maryland, 23. It will get warmer the later part of the week. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
All right. Congratulations to Billy Datz's 16-year-old son, who rode a motocross bike, I think that's what it is, in a competition and did incredibly well in a suburb of Philadelphia. He's riding this motocross bike. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And fortunately, his father, Billy, who always claims to be a tough guy, finally showed a little bit of fear in seeing his 16-year-old son doing this insane stuff in front of 12,000 people. 12,000. So congratulations for getting through that. Now, my Meredith, who is also 16, was in a dance competition today where she came in second overall. And it's incredible what she did. She leaped in the air as a ballerina looked to me like about 10 feet. I have posted it on Twitter. Please go to Twitter, Walter M. Sterling. That's the name of my account. That's my handle. Take a look at it. Give it a like, a love, and follow us. That's the best way at all times. I'm very proud of you, Meredith. It's a fantastic achievement because this was one of those big competitions where there was like half the East Coast was there. And yes, I have the right to brag because I have spent thousands and thousands of dollars on dance competition lessons, not to mention half a tank of gas every time we have to go out to the dance school. We did a wacky thing when we started dance school. There was a dance school that they could walk to from our home or the one that's very far away. And I let my daughter, who was about 10 at the time, 12 at the time, make the selection. She liked this one much better. And so we're at this one that costs a fortune and is very far away. But I'm proud of my Meredith. Congratulations, Meredith. And this is what matters. How your kid did today in competitions, because this is competition day, and we're entering spring vacation, this is what matters. And the engine light going on, that's what matters. And the fact that our taxes, you know, it's the smartest thing to do with taxes. Don't take my advice on anything about taxes, but the smartest thing to do about taxes is file a delay. file a delay, that I'm going to file them later. That's the smartest thing to do. Because especially now, during COVID land, they're very forgiving. They are very forgiving. File an extension, 888-688-WALT. And thank you, Neil, for that note. I mentioned the fact that my accountant, who's been very kind and generous and was sort of a Damon Runyon character, he really didn't care about his business. He cared that you liked him and brought him corned beef sandwiches. I love guys who like corned beef sandwiches. And he always let me pay him when the refund came in. That is the correct way for accountants to get paid. In fact, it's the only way for accountants to get paid is to get paid when the refund comes in. Doesn't that make sense to you? He died. I went to bring him all my notes, my information, my W-2s, my 1040s, my 1099s, and he died. I had seen him the day before, and then I went to see him again the same week, and he died. Now, that's going to be an interesting letter that I write to the IRS. Hi, this would have been there sooner, but he died. I've never had to deal with anything like this because, to me, CPAs are immortal. There's certain people in your, think about it. There's certain people in your life who never die. They're always there. It's like Gary at the gas station. Gary at the gas station has been there since your father started going there. And now that you're going there, he's immortal. He comes with the gas station. Nothing's going to happen to Gary. Your accountant, nothing's going to happen. Oh, really? It's a challenge. It's 13 past the hour. You and I are driving across the country. We're having a great night. And coming up, let's talk about the reason that other adults stop talking to their parents. At what point, what action does your parent need to do to make you cut them off? I'm Walter Sterling at 888-688-9258. This is Sterling on Sunday. I'm going to share with you the opportunity you have been dreaming of for the past 2 years, the opportunity to work for yourself, the opportunity to use the knowledge of your city and your natural skills to persuade, to make money. The name of the company I want you to be involved with is called Social Indoor. Social Indoor. Social Indoor. You walk into a bathroom in your city, in one of the big restaurants, and boom, there's a beautiful digital display. What does it show? It shows advertising, community announcements. And who put them on that beautiful digital display? You did. That's the power of your persuasion and your knowledge of the city. With Social Indoor, you'll get proprietary rights to a custom 22-inch monitor installed in restrooms of your city's most popular bars and restaurants. This company, Social Indoor, has had 35 years of experience building out nationwide networks. It has a low entry fee, and Social Indoor immediately reinvests it back into your market with monitors and installations. Let us help you own and build your own digital billboard company. Finally, you get to be on the cutting edge of technology. Finally, you get to use your skills. Here's the phone number. Listen to me carefully. 952. It's one of these horrible cell phone numbers, but it is your tap to the future. 952-206-0917. 952-206-0917. Here you go. 952-206-0917 for more information about owning your own business. Social Indoor.
Sterling on Sunday.
Easter means those beautiful Easter egg colors. And now you can get them on your sheets and on your slippers. And you get it at 800-844-0876. Please call that number right now. That's the number of MyPillow. The MyPillow company has an incredible sale on slippers and Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine the color. That's the color that they've got, from black to pink. 800-844-0876. This is premium sheets and premium slippers. You can wear these slippers outside. You can walk the dog with these slippers outside. Yes, I said you can wear these slippers outside. And what a great gift. What a great Easter gift without having to spend a fortune for Easter. Enough with the spending. 800-844-0876. Use my name, Walter, and you'll see dramatic discounts on the Giza Dream Sheets and the MyPillow slippers.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Long John Neville.
It contains a circus act by the name of the Flying Fools.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. For our next Florida Story, we're going to Lithia. Lithia is making its first appearance on Florida Stories. We're on County Road 762. A 59-year-old Florida man was on his way home around midnight. And when he comes around the corner, there's a giant 11-foot alligator in the middle of the road. He doesn't have time to swerve and miss it, so he hits it and it knocks him off course. It goes off the side of the road, crashes in the ditch. Both the alligator and the Florida man die at the scene. Hey, how'd your dad die? Alligator. Oh, he got ate by an alligator? No, he hit it with his car and then crashed into a tree. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we're going to Stuart, Florida. This is a weird one. There's surveillance footage of a hawk doing a dive bomb on a Martin County sheriff's officer.
I don't think this hawk knew who he was messing with. Take a look at this. It took aim at a deputy with the Martin County Sheriff's Office. The video shows the hawk dive bombing him as he made the rounds during a security check, and the sudden bump nearly knocked the deputy over just off his feet, and fortunately he got away with just maybe a scratch on his head.
That's just weird. Have you ever even heard of a hawk attack? As if you already don't have to watch out for the gigantic pythons, the alligators, the crocodiles, the homeless men on bath salts. Now you got to watch out for hawks.
Wait, hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production. SpringRockMedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
All right. Thank you very much, Larry. I appreciate you taking a look at my Twitter feed and seeing the 16-year-old. I'm so freaking proud of her. You've got to see her dance. It's unbelievable. If you go to Twitter, it's Walter M. Sterling, S-T-E-R. Sign up to follow me. And there's a picture I've posted of my 16-year-old in the applause talent competition. And she came in second overall. It's insane. My children have no talent, but there it is. Peyton Manning gave Tom Brady gifts, and now he wants them back. Tom Brady was allegedly retiring. Peyton Manning gave him a gift, and now he wants them back. What happens when you give a retirement gift to a person who decides to not retire? That's what Peyton Manning wants to know. Manning decided to send Tom Brady a bottle of wine and a 2-page letter to congratulate him on his legendary NFL career. That, however, was before Brady unretired fairly quickly in mid-March and announced that he was returning to the Buccaneers. What a silly name for a football team. Why would anybody want to be on the Buccaneers? Manning, who told the story at an event hosted by the Mint Collective on Saturday, said he wants the 44-year-old Brady to give him back the gifts. I want the letter back, Manning said. You got to read all these nice things. I want it back. I want the bottle of wine back, too. Well, I say no. I say if you give somebody a gift, it doesn't matter what the reason is. Now it's their gift. You may have given it even for something as specific as a wedding. You've given it to them, and it's their gift. I don't care what Emily Post says. I don't care what Peyton Manning says. You give somebody a gift, it's their gift, especially if it's wine, something that's disposable. I'm sure that Tom Brady has drunk that wine or given it to his housekeeper. You think Tom Brady needs Peyton Manning's wine? I don't think so. He's probably given it to the help. Therefore, Peyton Manning deserves nothing back. If you give a gift to somebody and things change, you don't get the stuff back. I would never expect it back. You keep it. You just keep it. Even an engagement ring. You just keep it. It's yours. Have a nice day. That's how I feel. Anything that you give to somebody is automatically theirs.
Tonight, tonight.
888-688-WALT. How do you feel?
That's it?
Oh, that's a lot.
I mean, you stirred the place up like I've never heard it stirred up before.
I'm an American, and you don't leave your citizenship when you enter the doors of the Kodak Theater.
And I remember hearing Don't Rock the Boat for the first time, and I was like, well, why can't I rock the boat? I want to rock the boat. I'm feeling very upset.
888-688-WALT. That's how I feel. I feel that if you give somebody a gift and things change, Peyton Manning saying, well, you know, he didn't retire. He didn't stay retired. You get to keep it. You get to keep whatever you've given somebody. It's theirs now. Finders keepers. 888-688-WALT. Do you hear what I said? Peyton Manning says that Tom Brady should give back the gift that Peyton Manning gave him because he's not retiring now. It was a bottle of wine and a letter going over his great career, wonderful things about him, what a great man he is. Peyton Manning doesn't need these things back. He does not need these things back. And it'd be a waste to give it back. Meanwhile, now, if Tom Brady wanted to be gracious, he could say, I'm going to give it to charity. I'm going to give it to some kids who need it rather than keeping it. Okay, but again, it's still his. He has made a decision as to what to do with it. I don't think he should give it back to Peyton Manning. I think if you get engaged and people start sending you wedding gifts, congratulations, they're yours. Let's say you decide to get a new home. You get out of that crappy apartment you have and you decide to get a new home. And you need some things. And you tell your friends, hey, I could use a toaster and a rug and a throw rug and a cat. I could use all of these things. And they give it to you. And then you decide not to move. Sorry, they're yours. You own them. That's what you get. Or you graduate from college. Your parents do the right thing, which is give you a car. That's what your parents are supposed to do. And then you decide, well, I'm not going to leave. I'm not going to leave the house. And they go, what do you mean you're not going to leave the house? We gave you the car so you could go get a job. Well, I'm going to stay home for another year. Sorry, that's your car. I'm a very big believer in whoever owns it, keeps it. That's the right thing to do. But for this jerk off, Peyton Manning, to say, well, I want my things back. I want my things back. I'm sorry. Why? What do you need them for, Peyton? What do you need them for? You don't. This is a problem with the jock mentality. Jocks work like this. Jocks think like this. They're very simple, and they don't extrapolate well. And now you're saying to them, you're advancing a high concept. This is a high concept of what's appropriate with gifting and what's not. The appropriateness of gifting is simple. If I give you a gift, regardless of the premise, and let's say you change your mind, you decide to not move. If you decide to stay put and you were given a moving gift, it's yours. I decided not to move. Okay. Then it's still your gift. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. There is the beautiful Sally in Voorhees, New Jersey. Hi, Sally.
Hi, thank you. I want to tell you, I listen to you every Sunday. I think you're terrific. And I want to congratulate your daughter and thank you for mentioning the Oscars because I don't watch them anymore. As I especially like hearing about Will Smith. And also, I definitely agree with you about when you gift something, you don't ask for it back. I think that's so petty, and especially because they're both very good players. And so he changed his mind. Brady's not retiring. Still, you know, I think he deserves the gift. It's so petty. I totally agree with mostly everything you talk about. And well, thank you.
Well, you're very sweet for listening, number one. Number two, about the Oscars. Tonight, Will Smith got up and smacked Chris Rock hard on his face because he made a joke about his wife. Now, in my opinion, after Will Smith did that and hit, assaulted Chris Rock, immediately Will Smith should have been arrested for assault. He should have immediately been arrested for assault because at that moment, if you were sitting in that theater, you would have not felt safe. And that is one of the key criteria as to whether or not somebody gets arrested. Have they turned it into an unsafe space? And he did. And Chris Rock was gracious. He just kept going, made a little light out of it. And then Will Smith goes and wins an Oscar. That man should not win an Oscar. He should have been disqualified from winning an Oscar because he smacked somebody in public view. He smacked somebody hard. It was hard in an international broadcast. It was incredible. Now, listen, and Voorhees, I have a question for you.
What?
Where do you get your pizza?
Gitanos.
There you go. Listen, I'm so grateful that you listen to us on WPHT. Thank you very much. My number is 888-688-WALT. The only good place you're going to get pizza in America is in either one small part of Brooklyn or in much of New Jersey and a little bit of Philadelphia. That's it. You know, that California Pizza Kitchen, that's not pizza. That's sort of an amusing aside. That's an interesting hobby. Oh, she was nice enough to mention my daughter. On Twitter, if you go to Walter M. Sterling, you'll see a photograph of my 16-year-old beautiful daughter in a big deal national competition. She came in second overall, and I only mention it because it's a ballet competition. And as you know, the physical exertion and discipline to do well in ballet is remarkable. And the fact that this beautiful little daughter of mine, who's a little flaky, had the discipline to continue and do what she needed to do to win, come in number two in a ballet competition is quite an achievement. It's quite an achievement. So take a look at Twitter, Walter M. Sterling. What else have I got for you? Coming up, we have Velo Hool and a stripper report, and we have Vic Ferrari, a retired New York City police detective who's got a great police cop story that you will only hear here. It's not one of those goofy, dramatic things that they make at NPR. We have no interest in that. No interest in that. And we have, another Florida story. So you see, it's a full and complete menu of opportunity for you at 888-688-9258. I am Walter M. Sterling. Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Mr. Beast.
I just bought this house and I'm going to give it to Chandler.
Really?
No!
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Much needed rain moving into the west. A strong Pacific storm will spread heavy rain into central and southern California with 1 to 2 inches of rain into the Sacramento Valley, Los Angeles, and San Diego, with heavy, wet snow into the Sierra Nevada Mountains and the Rockies above 6,000 feet. This potent storm will trigger severe weather once it reaches the Midwest on Tuesday. The Deep South will see possibility of tornadoes on Wednesday and the southeastern Atlantic coast on Thursday. Most of the country could use the rain, but not all at once. Anchorage and Fairbanks, Alaska, you will be warmer than New York City tomorrow and Tuesday morning. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat. How you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter. On this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'd like to speak to your audience about how the NYPD shares its borders with different municipalities. So in the early 90s, I worked in a northern precinct in the Bronx that bordered Yonkers. And we had a good working relationship with the Yonkers police, except for that Yonkers used to like to dump its garbage in our front yard. So from time to time, if you were driving around Broadway or even Riverdale Avenue, it was nothing to see a Yonkers police car racing back into Yonkers from the Bronx. And we'd say, well, what were they doing here? I didn't hear anything come over the radio. And before you know it, you'd either find an emotionally disturbed person or a violent homeless person running around causing all sorts of havoc. And then you'd say, well, where do you live? Yonkers. They just gave me a ride here. So we would put them back in the car and drive them back to Yonkers. Now, NYPD forbids that sort of thing, but we used to call it bum runs. So anyway, we got tired of Yonkers depositing their trash in our front yard. So one afternoon in the northern Riverdale section of the Bronx, we get a call of a disturbance. So we get to this building, and there's an older Spanish guy, and he's drunk, highly inebriated, and he's in a lobby, and it's obvious he's lost. Doesn't have dementia or anything. He's just drunk. So the people in the building want him arrested. I'm saying, look, he had too much to drink. It's a simple mistake. We'll take him home. So no good deed goes unpunished. So my partner and I put him in the back of the radio car, and I go, all right, where do you live? And he goes on to tell this story how his wife won the lottery for millions of dollars, and she won't share it with him, and she's controlling us, and she's making us do this to him. So, I mean, how do you get your point across to this guy? So I says, come on, you got to tell us where you live. He carried no identification whatsoever. So we start driving him around, and it's apparent this guy wants to hang out. He's never getting out of this car. So a couple of times I pulled over. I said, listen, I'll take you to a bus stop, wherever you want to go. He won't do it. So finally, I drove up. I got on the Major Deegan Expressway. I got off over by Yonkers Raceway, and I turned to my partner, and I said, do you hear that? And he goes, yeah, I heard that too. So the guy in the back seat goes, well, what's wrong? As he's singing back there, I says, I think we got a flat tire. He goes, well, I used to be a mechanic. I says, great, you can help. So I pull over to the side of the road by Yonkers Raceway. He gets out of the back seat to help us. Me and my partner jump back in the car, and we drive away and leave him there. So we drive back into the precinct, and the desk officer says, did you guys just drop a bum off in Yonkers? So we looked at each other, and we said, yeah, we did it. And he goes, well, the desk officer's on the phone from Yonkers, and he wants you to take him back. So we get on the phone, and there's an agitated Yonkers desk officer, and he says, this guy is on Yonkers Avenue causing all sorts of problems, and he wants us to pick us up and take him back. I said, sorry, pal, that's your problem, not our problem. So be sure to check out my new book, The NYPD's Flying Circus, Cops, Crime, and Chaos.
This is sinking in slowly. At the Oscars tonight, Will Smith rushed the stage and physically hit Chris Rock. It wasn't a cute little slap. It wasn't a comedic aside. He punched him as hard as he could on the side of his face. Why? Because Chris Rock, a comedian, made a joke about Will Smith's wife, who happens to be bald. He made a joke about G.I. Jane 2. He looked forward to seeing G.I. Jane 2 with Jada Pinkett Smith in it. And Will Smith gets up from his chair, and by the way, those are some chairs now, gets up from the comfy chair and rushes the stage and hits Chris Rock. And I'm like, why wasn't Will Smith arrested for assault? The world saw that happen. It's not okay behavior. Kids will see that. Not okay behavior. Think of all the things you don't want your child to see. Among them is Will Smith hitting Chris Rock. It wasn't a joke. It wasn't a maybe. And why wasn't everybody on their feet saying, arrest him. Get him out of here. Because if he was willing to go on stage and hit Chris Rock, what could he do next? Was he really drunk? Was he going to pick up chairs and start throwing them? Immediately, if I was there, I would not feel safe. And not feeling safe is one of those criteria, one of those environments of danger, one of those environments of threat that is something that justifies an arrest. If you commit an act that turns it into an unsafe space, you could be arrested. It would be grounds for being arrested. Why wasn't he arrested? He should have been, even if he was arrested and released, just to make the correct statement that this behavior is not okay. A guy says something stupid, Chris Rock, which is his right, freedom of speech, and Will Smith goes up and hits him. Oh, those comedians, they have great senses of humor, don't they? No, they don't. It's the same thing with jocks. Notice how many times on ESPN they're making promos about how funny SportsCenter is and how good they are at making jokes, and they make fun these funny promos. And then somebody on ESPN actually does something funny. They get fired. I've never seen anything like it. You want to get fired fast at ESPN, all you have to do is say something funny. Say something questionable. Say something cancelable. And you'll be fired. Because jocks have no sense of humor. Do you remember in high school if you saw a jock in the hallway and you like kidded them about something? Hey, nice sweater, Mo. Boom. Slammed you against the lockers. Smacked you against the wall. Jocks have no sense of humor. And now that they're sportscasters at ESPN, the tradition continues. No sense of humor. And there's Will Smith, who's supposed to be a funny guy, and who won an Oscar, rushes the stage and commits assault on Chris Rock. The very least that should have happened is he should have been disqualified from that Oscar. They should take that Oscar away from him immediately. But in my opinion, he should have been arrested. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. I'm live, just like the Academy Awards. 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday. Please listen to me for this incredible phone number and this remarkable offer. Here's the phone number, 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. That's the phone number for MyPillow. Right now, they are offering remarkable discounts on their slippers. They're clearing out the slippers that they've got because they're overstocked. Now, what's the big deal about their slippers? Think of the color. That's the color they've got. The browns, the taupes, the mints, beautiful slippers, comfortable. You put your foot in there and it's an orgasm for your foot. It's remarkable. The best thing for me about the MyPillow slippers, you put them on, you can walk outside. No, that's what I said. You can put them on and walk outside. Walk the dog. Pick up the newspaper. Are there newspapers anymore? 800-844-0876. Pick up the phone and call them. Because right now, there's a live human being at MyPillow who wants to talk to you at this hour of the day, this day of the week. Yes, there's a live human being there right now at 844-0876. 800-844-0876. Ladies and gentlemen, pick up the phone and buy yourself the slippers for Easter from MyPillow. And they have a remarkable deal on Giza Dream Sheets. You will dream of Egypt in these sheets. Again, every color you could imagine. Comfortable, like insanely comfortable. 800-844-0876. Call them, use my name, Walter, and you'll get a significant discount on the Giza Dream Sheets and the slippers.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by SpongeBob.
Welcome to our club! Welcome to our club!
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Who wears sports bras?
Donald, if you didn't like me then, you're really probably not going to like me now because I'm hosting SNL and I'm like so gay, dude.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space. Alien Life with Benefits.
Andrei Bortoletsky in Ukraine. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Thank you so much for being on my show. Hello, Andrei.
Yeah, good morning, Sterling. Walter, sorry.
No, I have a birth certificate from my grandfather that is from Ukraine. He was born in the Ukraine. So I feel very close to you, and I'm going to ask you a couple quick questions that, you know, reporters don't ask. They always ask serious political questions. You're in finance in Ukraine, is that right?
Yeah, I'm living in Odessa. Yeah, almost in the middle of the war actions.
And how afraid are you?
It's probably too hard question because I never thought that I will woke up at the 24th of February at late morning from the bombs because something in my city just blown from air attacks, from rockets, and I woke up at 6 a.m. and the sky was orange from air attacks, and it was very scary. I woke up my parents and just started to shout that war is coming, war is started, Russia is here. It's really awful. For example, now I should left my city and stay near to border with Slovakia because in Odessa, even tonight was air attacks and bombs were falling in Odessa and Odessa districts. And for example, in the western Ukraine, bombs are falling in the cities, and civilians died. And first of all, I want to say Russia is talking about that this is special operation. Guys, it's not special operations. It's war. It's war, and all days and every day, 100, maybe 1,000 of civilians dies from bombs. Look what they did with Mariupol city, Kharkov city. There are thousands of people that died. It's civilian. There is no military structures. It's civilian districts. It's civilian cities. Why they are bombing schools, hospitals? It's not military structures. They shouldn't do this, but they're talking about that here are Nazis and we are a military country. We are coming in NATO. Guys, we just want to live free, and we want to know that the tomorrow will come probably, and I just want to come to street and want to know that today will come, that tomorrow will come, and I will have future. But right now I am not sure in this because bombs are flying everywhere and Russian militaries are everywhere. And they think it's a normal idea to come in the other country and to make war here and kill people. And they're talking about Nazis here. Guys, we are usual people that want to live, that want to have future, that want to study and just have a normal life. That's all, Walter. I know that Russia have blocks everything where is something talking about war, and they blocked Wikipedia, they blocked TV channels and others that talking about war, and it's awful. Because people should know the truth, and truth that it is war is coming here, that the war is in Ukraine. It's not special operation. Guys, just woke up, please, and look what is happening. If you have if you don't have possibility to watch this on your TV, please just look at internet, at independent channels, and just search internet articles. If you don't trust Ukraine news, if you don't trust Russian news, it's propaganda from two sides. But guys, check independent channels, internet, where you can search information on your own and make some conclusion from this information. That's just what I want to say.
Andre, are you? I understand you're a banker.
Yeah, I'm a banker. Yeah.
Are there any financial transactions taking place, or have all the assets been frozen?
I don't know. Probably with Russia, not. Probably with Russia frozen, but bank structure in Ukraine works as it should work, and people can use bank as they should to use.
Right. Andre, do you have children?
No children. I have parents only. Parents, and they are disabled. Yeah.
Right. Are the children going to school? Have all the schools been shut down?
Not in all districts. Yes, schools shut down with offline, but some districts that is closer to Western, maybe Kiev, Odessa, are studying distance via Skype and other. School don't work as offline. You should participate through Zoom or something else.
Right. Now, one more question. Does your internet work?
Yeah, internet work as it should work, and no right. problems with internet. But in some cities that are occupied by Russia, there is no light, no internet, no food, and it's really a disaster.
What's the most important thing that Americans can do for you?
Hard question. Maybe world should understand that it's not special operation. It's really war, and
it's actually
probably,
war. It's actually war,
it's
Andre.
War say one more thing, and I hope world will hear our president that asking to close the sky, because Walter, every day, every night, starting from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., 6 a.m., rockets are everywhere. They are bombing civilians every night.
All night.
And
every
they're talking
night.
About it. All every, night.
Every
yes,
night.
This night, today, every night,
every
night,
night.
Yes. And they're talking about that we are Nazis.
Got it. Thank you. Thank you, Andre. I'm going to have you on again next week with an update. This is the world perspective that we need from Ukraine. This is the perspective, the not press release, the citizen on the ground. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and the greatest gift that you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.